Mike Liss, our 9 News Broncos insider, joins us now courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook. I felt Vic Fangio was gloating a little bit, especially when it came to Sertan, and he seemed to have a little extra pep in his step there, Michael.
Yes, I'm sure Fangio, you know, when asked about whether or not to go with a kid quarterback, Justin Fields, or a guy that would help his defense, you know, the defensive cap, which he wears most of the time as head coach, won out, and Sertan was the choice. And, you know, everyone did like him. The Broncos, you know, Peyton, Elway, you know, Muji, Brian Stark, from what I understand, they did most of their work on Justin Fields in that draft, going in with that number 9 pick. And they all loved Pat Sertan. There was, you know, some hesitation because they had all these other cornerbacks. If you remember, they had three, you know, quote-unquote elite ones in Darby, Fuller, and Callahan. And it turned out that Sertan's the best out of all of them. And they took him, and we'll see. They're still going to have to get a quarterback starting next year, I would think. But they're all happy with Sertan and Javonte Williams. And then their third round really played big, too. Baron Browning, I thought, you know, he had back-to-back three-and-out stops, you know, on third down there, well, one with the pass deflection, one with the tackle. So they all that was a big day for that draft for the Broncos yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, George Payton certainly has had a good year so far as in terms of the guys that he's brought in. Mike, we got to start, I guess, with all these injuries. You know, the offensive line was down to one original starter that was out there on the field. You had your fifth available option at tackle, playing left tackle. I guess update us on just about everybody and anybody that might be coming back.
Yeah, I thought one of the more impressive things about that win was, you know, they were down four starters going in with Kareem Shelby, Garrett Bowles, Bobby Massey, and all four of them may come back this week. I think Massey will be questionable, but they're pretty certain on the other three. Shelby should be back, Kareem back, and Bowles should clear, I think, Wednesday from the protocol, the COVID protocol.
Okay.
So that's good news with Calvin Anderson going down. But then they lost, you know, three or four starters. In fact, four starters during the game, including Bridgewater, for a whole second quarter. And last year, that seemed to be the explanation for why the Broncos were having a bad year. And they won that game. And to a great part, that was the explanation or excuse when they were going through that four-game losing streak. But they won yesterday, even though they had a lot of injuries to overcome. So that was one of the more impressive things. But I think it'll be better this week as far as health against the Chiefs.
Can this team go 4-2 the rest of the way?
Yeah, I mean,
Let me re-ask it. Do you think
a big difference, right?
Yes. Do you think this team will go 4-2 the rest of the way?
No, I mean, I'm thinking 3-3, but they could go 4-2, and I've said this, if the game goes their way. I mean, it's amazing the difference in even a blowout, guys, between losing and winning by blowout. And it started right at the beginning. It's a little thing. Sam Martin puts it down to the one, and Hairston does a heck of a job downing it there. So the great Justin Herbert has to start. His first snap is at the 1 yard line. And, you know, that's tough to get going with that. And then the next thing, you know, Teddy Bridgewater only has 50 yards to go. The games don't fall that way. If there's a run of games falling the Broncos' way, yes, they can go 4-2. You know, maybe Kansas City has things wrapped up on that final game or next to the last game, and Patrick Mahomes is resting. Maybe the Broncos steal a win there. They got the Bengals and Lions at home. I know everyone loves the Bengals right now. The Broncos should beat them. They should beat the Bengals at home. So there's two wins there, the Lions and Bengals. And then can you win two of your next four against the AFC West? And it might mean winning one game, finally, against the Chiefs. I don't think it'll be this Sunday, mm-hmm. but but they might have to win one in order to go 4-2.
Okay, you go 3-3. You finish the season out. You're 9-8. Does Vic Fangio have a job?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I'm gonna assume that you miss out on the playoffs in that scenario.
I tell you what. I have decided I'm not doing any more of the what happens if Fangio be fired, because seriously, it's been unfair to Fangio all year about Fangio being fired. I mean, look at him. He's been fired. I mean, we've had him fired all year. And now he did just coach his butt off against the Chargers. I thought Fangio had his best game, or it was a very impressive game, because I thought Herbert was confused all game. And had someone other than Fangio been the coach for the Broncos yesterday, I don't think they win, because Herbert looked confused on pass rush. The disguised coverages, that's what Herbert said was his problem yesterday in the post-game press conference. So I just don't think it's fair anymore. I think Fangio has earned the right. Let's play it out, and then let's talk about it.
All right. Good enough. Mike Kliss, we appreciate it, Mike. We'll talk to you later this week. Thanks, pal.
All right.